Would you share your thoughts about Adnan Oktar, also known as Harun Yahya?
Yeah, I've read a lot of his books, and he has certainly inspired me in many ways. And being a Muslim, being a believer in the word of Allah, obviously I also believe in creation. I don't believe that we're here by accident, as a result of a series of chemical or biological circumstances that started in a pool of water sometime somewhere that long ago. I don't believe in that. That would render life meaningless, because then it would all be coincidental. And I don't believe life is meaningless. I believe there is a meaning with life, and meaning is to be found in the fact of creation. So when people like Harun Yahya or Adnan Oktar has spent so much energy looking into these matters and throwing light upon them, of course this is something we can all benefit from. And I certainly have benefited a lot from reading his material.
What do you think of the impact of his works, including the famous Atlas of Creation?
I remember when the Atlas of Creation, which I actually have sitting here in my bookshop in Copenhagen, when that landed here, it made quite an uproar in the media. Obviously, if we look into these matters and if we look at the number of publications is done, this one, for instance, for men of understanding, has been translated into Danish, and the miracle of the spider, or in the immune system, or about terrorism, or dark clan, or a miracle in the sink. And well, I have plenty of his titles here in my little bookshop, and I think they do make an impact on people who read them.
To recommend those books to our brothers, to our Muslim brothers and sisters, and even the non-Muslims.
Yes, I do. I think we're all obliged to seek knowledge. That is also according to what the Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, when we have knowledge, useful knowledge, which can throw light upon our own existence in this world, well, why shouldn't people be interested?